Europe is poised to cap banker bonuses.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Bankers in Europe are facing a cap on their bonuses as early as next year. EU officials announced an agreement today that would restrict pay at all banks based in Europe and any units of European banks based abroad. For more, we're joined from London by the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what are the details, first of all, of this agreement?
It's an agreement to cap the bonuses that bankers can receive in relation to their basic salary. So it should be, under normal circumstances, no more than the amount of the basic salary, whatever that happens to be. And in exceptional circumstances, if there's an agreement of majority of shareholders, it could be double that amount.
Well, what's the reaction from the banking community on this?
Unfavorable. And basically, I think banks would like to have the flexibility to pay as much as they think is appropriate. There will be some scope for them to get around these provisions, I have to say. One is simply to increase basic salaries. But nonetheless, it is going to exert, at the very least, some kind of constraint on what bankers can get paid. And they would really rather not have any such restrictions.
One of the concerns on this side of the Atlantic, Andrew, on this issue, is that if you make restrictions like this, the U.S. will be less competitive versus bankers in other parts of the world. Is that a concern with bankers in Europe?
It's a concern with bankers in Europe, and it's also a concern with the British government, which is going to oppose this measure when it gets the opportunity to vote on it. The concern is that, yes, in many respects, banks do have a lot of flexibility about where they locate many of their operations. And there certainly is a fear that if this bonus cap is made into law, banks will take the decision to move what operations they can to perhaps the United States, if there's no such restrictions there, or to some centres in Asia, which also have very advanced financial systems, the likes of Hong Kong and Singapore.
BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.